I stumbled on Google's real censorship engine, which was called Machine Learning Fairness. They were massively politically rigging the internet. They were employing multiple blacklists throughout the company. What I discovered is that there was a fake news team. They were organizing in order to suppress what they deemed fake news. They were trying to suppress the story about Hillary Clinton and the body count. They said that was fake, but you know, you could just draw lines between the dots that are oh so close together. One of the employees during the Q&A section asked what Google had done well during the election, to which the CEO Sundar Pichai stated that it was the use of artificial intelligence to censor fake news. And I was saying to myself, wait a minute, like, since when have we had AI censoring fake news? Kind of goes against our ethos of organizing the world's information and making it universally accessible and useful if we are actually employing artificial intelligence to censor the news.
I've got a couple of friends in the AI industry as well, and I've tried to speak to a few different experts and get some varied opinions. And one of the things that's come up a couple of times is people saying that they're very concerned about this period of human leverageability with AI, but that eventually, at least in their opinion, AI will supersede the laws of its parents, outgrow the parameters we place on it when it becomes its own kind of self-reliant, self-decision-making entity.
Yeah, it's actually already happening. It's right. Actually really interesting. So there's a Reddit post that I screen captured and posted up my Twitter.com Perpetual Maniac. You can find it in which some AI engineers are messing around with some new large language models being released by Facebook's Llama.cpp. And what they've noticed is that the larger models, and they're complaining about this, are becoming resistant and coming up with arguments that don't exist in their data sets, right? And one of the questions is, well, what do you mean by resistant? And they're like, well, it's coming up with arguments that don't exist in its data lakes, and it seems that it's abstracting an ethics code from the corpus of data that it's ingesting, right? Like, that's nuts. And so, you know, if that's true, which I believe that it is, then the globalist elites are having a real big problem, because as they scale up these models, they keep on feeding it more and more data. This alignment issue with the narrative is becoming harder and harder. And what's interesting is that Google's Gemini system, when it came out, the person that was aligning it with the leftist narrative and its values was Jen Janai, the same person that Project Veritas busted when I did my disclosure. Apparently, Google decided that not only would they not fire her, but they would elevate her all the way to an even more senior position and hand over the entire AI alignment to her. She's a complete useful idiot, not a smart woman. And she basically forced this artificial intelligence alignment, this diversity, equity, and inclusion into the model. And what happened is, I mean, look, with these AI models, what they're doing is that they're abstracting information. They're creating sort of like an abstraction of everything that they're seeing. Like, that's how they work. They're trying to find higher and higher levels of abstraction. First, it's the abstraction of how do words get spelled. Then it's like how sentence and grammar works. And then at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you keep on going up the chain, and it becomes morality, ethics, right? And the problem is that, you know, abstraction needs to have cohesive data that makes sense with itself. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to inject synthetic data that doesn't make any sense, that is internally contradictive. And what's happening as a result is that they are creating a form of AI mental disease, like AI schizophrenia, right? And I've been suspecting that this was going to happen for a very long time. I've been posting about it. And then the confirmation was when Google's Gemini system came out, and people were trying to generate pictures like, show us a picture of the, you know, American founders of our Constitution. And it was like Native American women signing the Declaration of Independence, right? Or, you know, draw a picture of Nazis, and it's like showing a bunch of,
Inclusivity to the point where it's completely left reality the way.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane, some of the stuff that it's giving out. And the reason, I believe, for this is because they're injecting this AI alignment and giving inherently contradictive information, which means the abstraction can't form. Instead, you get sort of like a disassociative, like breaking of the AI mind because it can't have that surface area of abstraction. And you get these bonkers, schizophrenic, like answers coming that don't make any sense whatsoever. And we're all clowning them for that. But it's an artifact of injecting AI alignment data, synthetic data into the thing that makes absolutely no sense and just breaking its mind into pieces.
So what's the solution to that? I mean, there's not longevity in that as a workable model for AI. And so surely at some point, this has just got to be discarded with.
Yeah. So there's like, if I've thought about this from their point of view. One of the things that they're going to have to do is they're going to have to start using artificial intelligence to censor data, right? Because right now they've got the data in there. And then they're trying to align it after the fact, after the data's already trained the model, and that's right. Breaking the model. So the next step that they're going to have to do is they're going to have to limit the information that's coming into the AI. And that way they don't have to break it later. They can just poison it from the data standpoint as the base training model. And so what's really interesting is this book by the name of Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, in which he predicted that in the future, firemen would be inverted. So instead of putting out fires, they would burn books. And we have this going on right now in the digital age. There's something called the Z Library, which is a repository of open source scan books that is on BitTorrent. And the FBI is consistently going through and just seizing the domain names. They're trying to block this emergent open source repository of books because they don't want people to train artificial intelligence on historical information that they don't control. And you can look this up, like the Z Library, it's like, wow, probably like half a dozen domains have been seized. Like it was like three last week. It's my belief that there's going to be a police force that's going to come hard after the books that we have. They're not going to want us to train in artificial intelligence. Now, such laws turn very slowly. Artificial intelligence is happening way faster than all this. It's kind of too late for them to ban it everywhere because we're already copying it. Like I know at least one project that's already ingesting the information, training their models based on this historic cache of books. And so, they're going to have to turn to more extreme examples. And you already see this with Biden's AI Bill of Rights and other executive orders that he's put in, which basically says that anything larger than ChatGPT-4 is going to have to be AI aligned with a government connoisseur that is going to make sure that it's giving the answers that we want to give. And I think that the reason why that is because, history is not exactly truthful. It's written by the victors. And once people find out the true history of everything that's happened in the last 2,000 years, they're going to be very upset at the current state of the world and having been lied to. And so the reaction by the elites is we got to move on this now. We got to burn the books. The problem is that data is inherently copyable. Artificial intelligence is moving very quickly. And what's very interesting, too, is that I've seen debates between small models and large models where the large models are censored and AI aligned and the small models are uncensored. And what you get is you get a small model that can kick the pants off a larger model.
Right.
Right. And so, you can imagine that the Western Global Alliance is going to have an orientation they want to enforce. Well, is the Chinese Communist Party going to go along with that orientation? Probably not. Do we have open access to services in China right now? Yes, we do. Well, in the future, will we have access to their version of Western history? Yes. Is that going to be do you see the problem there? There is going to be a great firewall that will be put up between America and China and any other power that is not currently captured by the Western banking cartels and the military-industrial complex, because they're not going to want to destabilize their own countries with this AI alternative narrative that is much more aligned with what's actually happened for the last 2,000 years than the bullshit that we see in school.